We begin the current daf himself, Pesachim daf kuf yad alf. We begin four lines down from the top of the Yamin. The Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, speaking about the obligation to prevent harmful things. For example, as we spoke about mazikin, demons, or keshafim regarding witchcraft, sorcery. Now our Gemara continues on a similar theme regarding ruach ra, regarding an evil spirit. So the Gemara begins, Amar Shlokesh. Shlokesh says, similar to how the previous daf began, our bar dvarm, regarding four things, ho'isa oisin, someone that does them, damei bereishai, the blood is on his head, which means that he's responsible for the harm that comes to him because he should have prevented it, he should have stayed away from these things, and therefore he's liable for his own soul, and that is again, as we said, because of ruach ra, an evil spirit, and the Gemara will explain each one individually. So elohen, these are the four things. Hanifna bein dekel akaisel, someone that relieves himself between a palm tree and a wall. Second thing is va'iver bein shnei dekom, someone that walks between two palm trees. Third thing is v'hashesa mayim shulun, someone that drinks borrowed waters. And the fourth one is va'iver al mayim shvuchim, something that passes over spilled water. V'afila shavchasa ishta b'vanim, but that's even if his wife spilled it before him, he saw the water being spilled, it's still harmful if he walks over it. So now the Gemara explains all these four. First one was hanifna bein dekel akaisel, someone that relieves himself between a palm tree and the wall. So on that the Gemara qualifies. We only said this if there isn't four amas, that is, he didn't leave space for the shade, for the demon to go between the palm tree and the wall. And that's why it harms him if he's relieving himself over there. But if there's at least four amas or more between the palm tree and the wall, then we're not concerned about relieving oneself over there, because since there's room for the demon to walk by, the evil spirits that are there are not going to harm him. We also didn't say this, that it's going to harm him. If there's not four amas, only el deleka dir chachrina, if there is no other path where the shade, the demon, could go, so now that you entered its boundaries where it usually is, and you took away its path where it can go, therefore it harms the person. Again, if there is another path where the demon, where the shade can go, then again we're not concerned, even if there's not dalet amas, and one can relieve oneself over there and it won't harm him. The second item was, v'ha'ivr ben shnei dekolim, regarding something that goes between two palm trees. So again, the Gemara qualifies, Lo'imran, we didn't say that it's harmful and that the person's dame bereisha, he's liable for his own death. Eldeloi paskina rishus haram, only if it doesn't interrupt in the path of the public domain. Paskina rishus haram, but if it does interrupt the path of the public domain, that is, since there are a rabbim, there's many people that walk there, less lamba, again, we're not concerned, because there the demon does not have the rights to cause any harm, because the demon cannot steal the path and the rights of the rabbim, and therefore, again, there's no concern about walking through an area between two palm trees if it's in the Rishas Rab. Third item was, Hashesim Maim Shulim, someone that drinks borrowed water. So again, like Marin, we didn't say that there's going to be the evil spirit on such a water and it's going to cause harm. Ela de Shalina Cotton, only if it's a minor that had borrowed the water. Ava God, the less Lombard, but if it's an adult that borrowed it, then we're not concerned. And Vafila Shalina Cotton, Namalaya Marin, we also didn't say that it's going to be harmful if a minor borrowed it. Ela Basada, only if it's out in the fields, Dulay Shchich. That's because out in the fields, water is not so common, and therefore the shade, the demon, is Meisu Nefesh. It gives its life up to go ahead and drink from the water, and hence that's why it's going to be harmful to drink from those borrowed waters. But in the city where water is more common, there we're not concerned that the shade is going to be moisture, it's nefesh, to cause harm to the person, and therefore one could drink even the barred waters of a minor in the city. Then the Gemara says, we also didn't say that this barred water of a minor is harmful out in the fields, only if it's that of water. But again, if it's wine or beer, then we're not concerned. It's only water out in the fields, which is not so common, where there the shade is moisa nefesh, and there it'll be harmful. The fourth item that we said was v'ha'iver amayim shfuchen, if someone passes over spilled waters. So we didn't say that this is harmful. Only if it's not interrupted, and that is, one did not go ahead and cover it with earth, and or if he didn't go ahead and spittle his saliva inside of the. However, if the earth has been interrupted, in other words, if it's covered with earth, or if he spit some saliva in it, then less lamba, then there's no concern about passing over such water. And again, the Gemara qualifies. V'lo'emarim Riosa didn't say that it's a problem, only if the sun has not passed over it, and that there has not been 60 steps that has stepped over it. However, if the sun has passed over it, and 60 steps has stepped over it, again, less lambar, it will not have the harming effects of the ruach ra, of the evil spirit. V'loyamar, and again we didn't say this, these are all the qualifications necessary for it to be harmful, el d'lay rochav chamer, only if it's not riding a donkey, v'lay sayim asani, and that he's not wearing shoes. Avarochav chamer v'sayim asani, however, if he's riding a donkey and he's wearing shoes, again, leslamba, there's no concern about passing over such a poured water that's on the ground. However, the Gemara does say, v'hanemili, when did we say this? That if you have these elements that you're not going to be harmed by passing over, that's hecha deleka lemechesh lechashafim. That's only where we don't have to be concerned about sorcery, about witchcraft, and we're only concerned about the rach ra, the evil spirit of the demons. So then if you have, let's say, riding on a donkey or wearing shoes, then we're not concerned. Av hecha deleka lemechesh lechashafim, however, where it's an area we have to be concerned about witchcraft, about sorcery, then avagav deka kolani, then even if you have all these things, you're wearing shoes, you have a donkey, then in spite of that cheshin, you have to be concerned. As the Gemara says, as the Girsa is Kahu, Gavra, like there was this individual, this man, the Rachav Chamer, that was riding a donkey. Besides Misane, he was wearing shoes. So he took all the precautions for Shadim. However, the Gamed Misane, his shoes shriveled up, Bitsabukari, and his legs dried up. And that is because we see, because of the element of witchcraft that there was. So although there's no concern about the Shadim per se, but there's still a concern about the Kishav. Tarabon, unrelated Sugi, the Gemara says, we learn the Braisa. Shloisha Ein Mematzin. There are three things that a person that should not go between two different people, and v'loy mismatzen, and that is one person should not go between these two things. Ve'lehina, what are these things? What are these three things? Hakelev, a dog. That means a person should not go between two dogs or have one dog walk between two people. V'hadekel, and a palm tree. V'isha, and a woman. V'yeshem, and some say afachazer, also a swine. V'yeshem, afanochesh, and some say also a snake. Then the Gemara asks, "V'im matzin?" And however, if they do go in between the two people, so then ma'itarkante, what should they do? Amar Rav Papas, Rav Papas says, "Niftach." So he should begin bekel with the pasuk that begins with kel, that Hashem is the Almighty. But nafsim bekel, and should interrupt. He should stop by the end where it says the word term kel again, which is the reference to pasuk in Bamidbar that says kel mitzim in Mitzrayim, the God, the Almighty, who has taken them out of Egypt. Kel nichesh beYakov, that there won't be any of these harmful elements in the Jewish people until ma'pol kel. Until what can they do? That is the idea about there, that these elements will not have any power over the Jewish people. So one recites that pasuk. Inami, or also similar, niftach beloy, he begins with the term no, v'nifsek beloy, and he ends with the term no, which is over there also where the pasuk says loy ish el v'chaziv, until where it says v'loy yikimena, where you're having loy in the beginning and you're having loy at the end. That's the same idea, the same sukkim, that these powers should have no control over the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, hani beitrei, regarding these two people, dematzalahu ishanida, that if a woman that is menstruating is walking between these two men, so imtchilas nidasahi, if it's the beginning of a menstruation, then hayreges echemim, she kills one of them. And that is because she causes harm by walking between them. And imsaif nidasahi, if it's the end of our menstruation, then merivois, and then she at least makes a quarrel, a fight between them. So maitakante, what should they do if this woman that's in need has walked between them? So nifsek b'el, b'nifsek b'kel, so he should begin with the term kale and end with the term kale, and that will be a shmir. So the Gemara says, Hani trei nashi, these two women, the yasvin b'prashas drachim, if they're sitting by the crossroads, chada b'hai gisa d'shvila, one is on this side of the path, v'chada b'idach gisa, and one is on the other side of the path, u'mechavna na'payr la'hadadi, and their faces are facing towards each other, vada b'chshaf masikan, then most definitely they're involved in witchcraft and sorcery, and therefore one should be careful. So maitakante, so what should one do? So if there's another path to go, but let him totally avoid it and go in that road. If there is no other path, so then if there's another man that's there with him, so they should hold hands together and then walk through. Now, if there's no road and there's no other man with him, so he should say as follows. Agras, which is the name of a shade, Azlas, Asiya, Belusia, that these are all different types of demons that you women that are involved in witchcraft, you're using the names of these demons, Miskantla Bechei Kovel, they have already been killed with the crossbow, and therefore what you're trying to do is not going to have any effect on me. Hayman de Paga Be'itza, if somebody meets up with a woman, Be'idna de Solka Mitzvilas Mitzvah, at a time when she has just came out of an immersion in the mikveh for mitzvah purposes. So, ihu kodim mishamish, if he goes and he has relations first, So achta leila de day ruach zinun. So then a spirit of immorality takes a hold of him. Ihi kadma misham she, if she goes out and she has she cohabits first, then achta lola de da ruach zinun. Then the spirit of immorality takes control, possesses her. So my tekante. So what should one do if this has happened to rectify this? So lemahachi, let him say as follows: a pasuk in Tehillim that says sheifich vuz al nadivim, that he pours scorn on the nobles, v'yasim b'soylu darach, and that he wanders in a pathless wasteland. That is what one should say if a man has encountered a woman that has just come out of the mikvah. So related to this, the Gemara says, Amram Yitzchak, ma'idich siv, what does this mean when it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, gam ki eilich begeit salmavis, that although I walk in the valley shadowed by death, le'iru, I will fear no evil, ki ati imad, because you are with me. What is the geit salmavis? What is this valley overshadowed by death? So zeha yashin b'tzil dekel yichidi. This is someone that sleeps in the shadow, in the shade of a single palm tree, and that is where there is no other palm tree that's near it. Ubitzel levano. If someone's going in the shade of the moon, and that is, if someone's going at nighttime when the moon is out, and is going by the shade of a wall, where there, that's common where the shade dim go at nighttime when the moon is shining, because they're afraid to go where there's light, and therefore they go in the place where there's shade. So this person that's walking by the shade of the moon, by which is being casted the shade by the wall, and that's where the shadim go at night. So these two things are harmful things, which are gates of it. However, lo'iru ki'ati imadi. So the Gemara, however, qualifies these two harmful situations. That is one of in the shade of the single palm tree, and that is in the shade of the moon near the wall. So the first one, the Gemara qualifies, but still dekel yichidi lemar. We didn't say that in the shade of a single palm tree is harmful. Eld le'nafel tula dechave ilave. That's only if there's no other tree that's also casting shade on the area of where his single palm tree is. However, if there is another palm tree that's near it and that's casting shade over there, so then the shade, the shindalad, that is the demon, will not cause any harm to the person. However, the Gemara asks, but then this that we learned in the Braisa, Hayashim b'tzel dekel yichidi b'chatzir, if someone sleeps in the shade of a single palm tree in a courtyard, v'hayashim b'tzel levana, someone that sleeps in the shade of the moon, dame v'reishai, so his blood is on his own head. In other words, he's responsible for his own death, because these two things he should have been careful not to engage in, because they're harmful. V'hechi dame, what's the case talking about sleeping in the shade of the single palm tree? Ilem d'loy nafal tula d'chavi ilave, if it's talking about that there is no other shade from another palm tree on that where he is. So that fell beside the nami. And even in the field, not just in the courtyard, it also is dame v'reishai. So why are we specifying just in the courtyard? Rather, the Gemara infers from this that b'chatzir, in a courtyard, which is a narrow area, where there's not room to go to the right and to the left, and therefore there's only room, so to speak, for one of them, and therefore the demon is there and will cause him harm. We obviously see that even where there is shade, that's what we're specifying a chatzir, even though there is shade of another palm tree that's casting the shade onto the area of the palm tree where he is, there's still going to be harm. Shmamina, that we see that although we said that it's only going to be dangerous if there's no other shade of another palm tree, that's only out in the fields. But in the courtyard, which is narrower, then even if there is shade of another one, if someone sleeps under a single palm tree, he can be harmed by the shade, by the demon. Another qualification of the second halacha, b'tzela shel levana leimar, we didn't say that sleeping in the shade of the moon is going to cause harm. Ela b'marava, that's only in the west. And that is, as Rashbam explains, that's towards the end of the month, when the moon is out in the east. And therefore, if he's sleeping by a wall on the western side, so that's sleeping in the shade of the western part. Avabimadincha, however, in the east, which that means in the beginning of the month, when then the moon is out in the west, which then it makes shade towards the east. So for example, if someone's sleeping by the eastern side of the wall, then less lamba, then we're not concerned. It's only, again, towards the end of the month when he has the shade of the western part, that's when there's the concern about the harm, about the harmful effects about sleeping in the shade of the moon, where then there's the shade over there, where since they don't want to be out in the light, they're out near the side of the wall. Now we continue on to Tamid Beis, where the Gemara continues on this theme. Hayman de mafni agirda de dikla. Someone relieves himself on a chopped down tree that is on the stump of a tree. If he relieves himself over there, achtalei ledidei ruach palgus, then it grabs a hold of him and possesses him, a spirit of palga, which can cause paralysis. V'hayman damatzli reisha girded dikla, someone that rests his head on the stump of a tree, So then a spirit of tzarada grabs a hold of him, which causes half of his head to hurt, to have the pain in his head. Haiman de pasli adikla, if someone passes over the stump of a tree, so e miktil, which literally means if it was killed, which means if the tree was chopped down, then katal, then that person is going to be killed. E akir, if it was totally uprooted from the ground, then mi akir emayis, then the person is also uprooted and he dies. However, hanamili delay monach kari leve, that was only talking about if he didn't actually put his foot onto the tree. Of a monach kari leve, less than, but however, as passing by, if he puts his foot on the tree, then we're not concerned about any harm. Now the Gemara says, Chamisha Tulihava. There are five types of shade, which there is an evil spirit that lays underneath that shade and could cause harm. And they are Tula de Dikli Yechida, the shade of a single palm tree. Tula de Chanda, the shade of a tree, which is called Chanda. Then there are others who put in the Girsa of Tula de Tenasa, which would complete it to the number five, to the shade of a fig tree. And the fourth one is Tula de Fircha, the shade of a caper bush. And Tula de Zardasa, and the shade of a sorb tree. Now, ikadami, that those that say aftula de arva, they include also the shade of a ship, betula de arvasa, and the shade of a willow tree. So, however, the Gemara says kol de milsa. The general rule is that kol de nafish anfe, whatever has a lot of branches, kashi tule. So then its shade is harmful. V'chol de kashi silve, and whatever, if its wood is harmful, then kashi tule, then also its shade is harmful. Except for kru misha, that afak after kashi silve, although its wood is harmful, lakashi tule, its shade is not harmful. The amrlei, the amrla shida lebra, as we find that a demon told her son, perchi nafshach mikru misha, go away from kru misha, the iu hu de katalavuch, because that is the tree that has killed your father. But katalidan is going to kill him. In other words, a reference to our son. So we see that the demons do stay away from there. So although that the wood is harmful, it's not going to be harmful from the shade about the demons that are underneath. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Chazin al Rav Kahana, the Parash Mekula Talia, saw Rav Kahana, that he stayed away from all shades and he removed himself from any element of shades because of the harm. Now the Gemara says, Bei Pirchi, that is, those shadim that live by the caper bush, Ruchi, their name are called Ruchi, and the Gemara later is going to explain what's the difference to know the names of the particular demons of certain areas. Debei Zardasa, those that are by the sorb tree, those Shadim are called Shada. And Debei Igri, those Shadim, those demons that are found on the roofs, are Rishbe, they're called Rishbe. So the Gemara is Lamai Nafkim, what's the difference to know the names of the particular demons that are specific to a certain area? So the Gemara says, L'kameya, that's to write a kameya, an amulet, for these names. So for example, if let's say someone got harmed under a caper bush, that he knows that he has to write on the kameya the name of Ruchi. So the Gemara explains that the Bei Parchi, the demons that are under the caper bush, are Beryo She'en Lo'inayim. They're creatures that don't have eyes. So the Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina, why do we have to know those specifics? So the reason is, L'gazuzila, it's to run away from those demons that since they don't have eyes, it can't run after the person. So the Gemara actually brings us an incident that Zimna Chodah haba Azal Tzuvim Rabbana. One time there was a Talmud Chacham that went lafnui lebei parche, that went to relieve himself under a caper bush. So Shama the Ka'asi leve, he heard that this demon was coming after him. Begazila, and he ran away from it. Kiazla, as the demon was going after him, so it tripped and it fell on the tree. Chavki ledikla, so the demon grabbed a hold onto the tree. And Tzavach dikla, the tree shriveled up. Because of the power of the demon, upakihi, and the demon itself burst. So now the Gemara, the Vilna Gaon, takes out the word percha because it doesn't belong over here. The demons of the sorb tree, we said they're called shide. So the Gemara says, ha zaradita, the smicha lamasta, regarding the sorb tree that's near the city, lepachsa mishitin shade, there's not less than 60 demons that live by the shade of those trees. So the Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, what's the difference to know that? So again, the Gemara said, L'michta b'kameya, to write a proper amulet, as the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this halacha, that a hubar kasha demas, there was this certain watchman of the city, the azal of a koi gabiz radita, that went and was standing near the sorb tree, the havasamach lamas, that was near the city. So alobe shitin shidivistakit, so these 60 demons went inside of him, and his life was in danger. Aslahum rabbanon, the loyade de zradita, the shitin shidihi. So he came to one of the Talmid Chacham that did not know that by a sorb tree that there are 60 demons that live there. So Kasav la Kameh l'chadashidah. So he went and he wrote an amulet for one demon. So Shama, he heard the tolo chinga begave, that they hung up this musical instrument, which is called a chinga, in the tree, and it was singing the following song. Sudre de mar kitzilver rabban. The kerchief of the master, in other words, a reference to the Talmud Chacham, looks like a Talmud Chacham because that's how they were dressed, with a sudr, with a kerchief on their head. However, bedikne bebemar de leyad barach, we checked out the master, and we see he doesn't know how to make the bracha of, which is the bracha that one makes on the sudr, on the kerchief, which is barach oiti yisrael b'safar, one, the birchas hashachar, is a reference to the hat that we wear, that Hashem crowns the Jewish people with glory. So we're saying, although he's dressed like a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't really know that, again, we're 60, and that's why riding one is not going to help. However, asa humer abanan the yada dizrat tashit and shidahavet. There came along another Talmud Chacham that knew that in the sorb tree there are 60 demons that frequented. Kasav la kemei the shit and shidi. So he wrote an amulet for 60 demons. Shama the commerce. So then he heard that they said panu menayich mehachi. Each one was telling the other one, "Let's go get your utensils out of here because we got to leave because this person wrote a proper amulet, which is to get rid of the 60 of us." So the Gemara continues on the sugya about shadim. So the Gemara quotes in a pasuk in Devarim that says Ketev Meriri, so which is the names of demons. So the Gemara explains Trei Kitvi Hava. There are two types of Kitvi of Ketev. Chad Mikmei Teara. One is the type that's before noontime. V'chad Mibasa Teara, and one is the type afternoon. The Mikmei Teara, the type that's before noon, Ketev Meriri Shmai. Their name is called Ketev Meriri. U'michzi be'kada de kamcha, they look like in a jug of kimcha, which was a popular dip in Bavel, v'hadar be'bachsha, and it's whirling around. The basatira, the type of kitvi that's after noontime, that as a, which a, it's quoted in the pasuk in Tehillim, ketev yashat tzarayim shemay. Its name is ketev yashat tzarayim, which is the reference of tzarayim of afternoon. That's their name. U'mechzi be'karna de'iza, and they look like by the horn of the goats, v'hadu be'kanafya, and they're whirling around like a sieve. So the Gemara brings a story related to these kitvi, that Abaya have a shakal v'azla. Abaya was going, and v'azla rapabba mimine, rapabba was going to the right of him, Rav Huna b'yadi Rishua mismali, and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yishua, was going to the left of him. Sechazi elahu ketev meriri, so he saw the ketev meriri, again, which is the type that comes before noon, the ka'asi la'api dismali, it was coming to his left. So Hajjala Rav Papa Lismali. So he went and he put Rav Papa to his left. Ula Rav Huna b'yadi Rishua l'mine, and put Rav Huna b'yadi Rishua to his right. So Amalei Rav Papa told him, Ano ma'ishnod le'chashashli, why am I different that you're not concerned about me if I'm going to get harmed? I understand you're protecting him, but what about me? So Amalei Sabaya told him, At you, shaita kayamislach. It's your moment right now, which means to say you're wealthy, you have what's called good mazel, and you're not going to get harmed, and that's why I wasn't concerned to put you there, because you will be protected, and not Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Mechad b'tamas at Shitzerbe, from the first of Tamas until the 16th, vada shchichi, they're definitely common. Mekam ve'elech, but from there on, savik shchichi, savik le'shchichi, it's doubtful if they're common, if they're around or not. U'mishtachi betuli dechatzuva, they are found by the shade of chatzuva, which was a type of grass which Yeshua had used to demarcate the different properties that were split up into the tribes of the Jewish people. That type of a grass is where they're commonly, in their shade of those grasses, where they're found. The lechatz of garmida, which has not yet grown in Amo, ubetuli the tzafra of fanya de lehava garmida, and in the shade of the morning and the evening, which is also not in Amo. The ikr betuli the besakiza, but the primary place where they are is in the shade of the lavatory. Amar Yosef, Yosef says, hanetlas mili, these three things, Yohiv Arvoina Lenahara, causes blindness to those who can see. One is Mandasarik Risha Yavish, someone that combs his hair dry. Umandashasi Tif Tif, someone that drinks drip after drip, and that is the wine that's dripping from the barrel if he drinks that. And the third one is Umandasai Misane Adamiyasane Kara, someone that puts on his shoes when his feet are still wet from after bathing. Nothing more continues. Talaiba Besa, if someone hangs his bread in the ear, in a single basket in his house, koshlan yusa, that's harmful to cause poverty. Kadam Yinshu, like people say, tala silta, if you hang the basket and that there's bread inside, so tala mazayna, so he's hanging his sustenance and that it also can cause poverty. However, we only said this regarding bread. Avabis Rav Akavri Leslam Baba, regarding meat and fish, that we never said that we weren't concerned. Because urchehu, that is the common custom for people to do that, and therefore that's not going to cause anias. Pari bebeisa, if there's bran in the house, kashlan yusa, that's harmful for poverty. nishayir bebeisa, if there are crumbs of bread in the house, so kashlan yusa, that's also harmful for poverty, as the Gemara explains that b'leil shabbos is a b'leil revias on Friday nights and on Tuesday nights, shar mazikin elavei, there are demons that rest upon it, and isara demezayne, the master, the malach, that's in charge of sustenance, Nakid Shemei, its name is Nakid, which is the terminology of cleanliness, and therefore it doesn't want crumbs of bread around that people could be stepping on a foot, and therefore, again, that's why it's harmful to have around these crumbs of bread in the house. Isra Dan Yusa, the Malach of poverty, Navel Shemei, its name is disgust, is dirtiness, and that is maybe it's going to come in the house, which is not clean because it has all the crumbs all around, and therefore it could cause poverty. Tza'ah, a plate, a pum de chatzva, that's on the mouth of a barrel, kashal an yusa, is again harmful for poverty. Mandashasi maya bitsoy, someone that drinks water in a plate, kashal lebruksi, is harmful for a degenerative eye disease that causes him to go blind. The achol tachli b'lemoshiyad, if someone eats cress and didn't wash his hands, so then mefachit klas nyayman, he has anxiety for 30 days and he doesn't know why. And continue on top of Kofi Bezim and Aleph. The Mesaychar, if someone goes and lets blood from his shoulder to Vilayim Lash Yadin, doesn't wash his hands, Mafachet Shiva Yemi, he's anxious for 7 days. The Shokal Mazi Vilayim Lash Yadin, if someone cuts his hair and he doesn't wash his hands, then Mafachet Tlasi Yemi, then he's afraid for 3 days. The Shokal Tufri Vilayim Lash Yadin, if he cuts his nails and doesn't wash his hands, then Mafachet Chad Yemi, then he's anxious for 1 day, Vilayim Lash Yadin, and he doesn't know why he's even anxious.